This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
They're loud, proud, and proving that music really does bring people together. Low Res, Melbourne's all-male, all-fun community choir are getting ready for their big concert, which happens on November the 15th. And they're joining us today to share the joy of singing, connection, and community. And joining me in the studio, familiar voice, Gary.
Hello there.
And Colin from Low Res. Welcome. Colin, welcome.
Thank you.
Is this your first time in the Joy Studios?
Oh, look, I think I was last in about 15 years ago
15
when you
years?
Guys were on Bourke Street.
Oh, on Bourke Street. Yeah, well, yeah. Welcome to the Pride Centre.
Different choir then.
Different studios now.
Yeah,
Gary, welcome back. I haven't officially welcomed you back to Joy on air, but now that you're back, welcome back.
I've been back nearly a month now.
I know. What's it like being with Low Res and preparing for a concert? Tell us about that.
It's exciting because we have a few numbers where we do a little bit of movement and dancing.
Can you move? Colin, can you move?
Well.
Thanks, mate.
Most improved badge on one that I did. So, yeah, no, looking good, Gaz.
I'm getting there. No, it's good fun, really good fun, and quite exciting because it's a great band of guys we've got, and it's just all the camaraderie that goes with the practices and rehearsals and the excitement of wanting to perform very soon.
I love that. Colin, for anyone who hasn't seen you perform, how would you describe a Low Res experience?
I think it's kind of a little unexpected, right? Because we often sing songs that, you know, maybe are female artists and we present them in a very different way. We're all, you know, it's all male voices, so we're singing all male voice parts. We get them arranged specifically for us, so it's a different take than people might have heard before on the song. And also we then start doing this movement and choreography stuff that they might not quite expect. So so it's a lot of fun. There's a little bit of camp to it,
a little bit of dress up,
and we try and tell a story with the concerts as well, and have a bit of an arc as the concert goes on.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, Gary, you just touched on it, that choirs are often more than just music. What kind of community has grown around Low Res?
Well, it's evolving, and I think like any community organisation, it changes over time, and I've been with the choir for, I think, 12, 13 years now, and I've seen good changes happening there, and it's just exciting being with the camaraderie of each section, because we get to know each other quite well in each section, and just that that mateship that is with most community organisations, it is definitely with Low Res.
And sometimes it can be hard to meet people.
Yes, it can be. And if you can hold a tune, you're welcome to join us.
Colin, what's the vibe like when you all get together at rehearsal?
So it's a lot of fun. It's hard work as well. Mm. So we do work pretty hard, and especially when we're learning new songs, you know, we're sort of bashing out notes and we're concentrating really hard and sometimes getting a bit frustrated because we haven't quite got it right. Mm. But the support for each other is just, and the love is in the room every week. And then we also have great cakes at break time, which, you know, is always good on a Tuesday.
Good for the
evening.
Vocals.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great bunch of people. I've met a whole bunch of friends. I've only been there for 3 years. I joined in the car park sessions after the reopening after COVID. And, you know, I've met a number of really close friends, you know, people I regard as close friends now, so it's great.
Before we get on to the concert on the November the 15th, if someone would like to join, because it sounds like the sort of welcoming organisation that you could come along to quite easily.
Yes, and if you're sort of past your sporting days like me, unlike the president Colin, he's quite sporting. It's a great way to meet people, and it's very social as well. We have various social events as well with the choir, and people can join in there and just join in.
Okay, so tell us about the concert coming up on November the 15th. What can we expect?
Yeah, so the concert's called Hit Me 90s One More Time, which gives away both the theme and probably the opening song. It's at the Phoenix Theatre, Elwood College on Glen Huntly Road in Elwood. So we're presenting, I think, about 16 songs, and we've got a guest choir as well that will do four songs as part of the gig. It's a whole lot of music from the 90s picked by our members. We whittle it down from, 200 and odd songs down to
so you pick the
successful
songs.
16. Yeah. So we
are there arguments over, no, this one should be included.
Well, there's a few complaints, but there's no arguments.
Yeah. Look, whenever you have a collection of songs and a whole lot of people, there will always be a couple that you're like, ugh, I don't like that song. Mm. But it just is what it is.
Is there any
ABBA? It's the nature.
No.
No ABBA. No, just to keep Gary happy.
Strange, so, there.
Yeah. But no, we've got everything from up-tempo numbers to a little bit of indie to some boy band stuff to a bit of grunge. So it's quite a wide representation of music from the period. Yeah.
Gary, what do the 90s mean to you?
Decision making, because I came out in the late 90s.
Oh, so a lot of the songs would mean things, wouldn't they?
Some of them were my first sort of clubbing songs when I came out too. So
you'll have the moves going.
It takes me back. Well, Colin says I have eventually.
Now, before we run out of time, the most important question of all, if we want to come along, which we do, Saturday, November the 15th, where do we get the tickets?
So you can find the link in our bio on our Facebook, on our Instagram. So Facebook is Low Res Melbourne Male Choir. Insta is Low Res Choir. You can go to our website, lowres.com.au, or even do a humanistic search, and you'll find the link there.
Okay, so I've asked you to pick a song. This is the final song that you go out with on the concert, is that right?
Well, yeah, we've given it away now, but yes.
Well, it's going to be a surprise.
Oh, there you go. Ruin that. Come on to Joy Drive. His share, believe. Okay, we can catch you. Gary and Colin, thank you so much for joining us. Melbourne's all-male community choir, Low Res, Saturday 15th of November.
Thanks for having us.
Get your details.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.